Hello, hello, Jeremy here. Welcome to the Special Needs Special Families podcast, where we raise awareness of the special needs community through interviews with families about life with children who have special needs. Since this is my first episode, I would like to start by introducing myself so that you might get to know me a little better as your host on this show. My name is Jeremy Egberts, and I live in the province of Ontario in Canada. I have a wonderful wife and daughter, both of whom I love very much. My wife and I became a part of the special needs community at our daughter's birth when we learned she had Down syndrome. Now, for those of you who don't know, Down syndrome is a genetic disorder caused when abnormal cell division results in an extra copy of chromosome 21. Most people have two copies of 23 chromosomes, one copy from each parent for a total of 46 chromosomes. Those with Down syndrome have a total of 47 chromosomes in their cells. People who have this condition share identifiable physical traits and experience developmental delays and intellectual disabilities to varying degrees. They are also considered higher risk for different cancers and other health conditions. Now, we have felt quite blessed thus far in regard to our daughter, Penny's health. While we have faced some difficulties, lots of doctor's visits, especially in the first year of her life, overall, she has been quite healthy and proven to be a smart little girl. The most prominent concern is that she was born with a heart defect known as atrial ventricular septal defect, or AVSD. This is a condition where there are holes within the heart which make the heart work less efficiently. It is a common trait amongst those with Down syndrome and generally requires surgery to correct. At the time of this recording, Penny is scheduled to have her heart surgery within the next couple months. While her mother and I may worry about the trial we are about to go through, we are very grateful that we have access to such wonderful care at the Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. Now, another difficulty that we faced early on was the perception projected to my wife and I when the doctors gave us the news that they believed Penny had Down syndrome. When she was born, she was having trouble breathing, so the midwives immediately took her over to the table to suction the liquid out of her airway. Doctors were called in from the NICU to help, and then they approached us in a very somber manner. You would have thought that somebody had died or something. They then told us about their suspicions regarding Penny having Down syndrome. At this point, we hadn't even been able to hold our daughter in our arms yet. This is basically the only real negative that I can give about the care we received during our time at the hospital when our daughter was born. I must say that it is one of the big reasons for me wanting to do this podcast, to educate and change perceptions. My wife and I had just gone through a natural delivery, which is tiring at best, and we were looking forward to that incredible moment when you get to hold the wonderful little one for the first time, your new child. But then the doctors come in a manner like they are delivering some terrible news. I was upset about how and when they did it, and rightfully so in my opinion. When my daughter was born, something changed in me that I can't fully describe. But I can tell you that she was mine. When they told me she had Down syndrome, my literal first thought was, I don't care. If there's something wrong with her, then do what you can to fix it. That's your job. But other than that, where is my daughter? I want her. You see, the only thing that really mattered is that she is mine. She was perfect as she was. And as her dad, only the best was good enough for my girl. I was that dad who went around the ward showing off my little girl. And I still might be guilty of doing that to this day. But the day she was born, I became the biggest sap in the world and a sucker for her cute smile. And the point is, I love my daughter, and it is not conditional on whether or not she has an extra chromosome. Sadly, that is not always how the rest of the world views her. Unfortunately, the way we were told about Penny's condition did affect my wife in a negative way for a short time. You see, like any other prospective mother, she had dreams about how her perfect little baby would be. And before she could even hold Penny and look into her eyes, my wife had her dream shattered. She was tired and in a lot of pain from just having given birth, and the first thing she is told about her new baby is that it is defective. She didn't know anything about Down syndrome at the time, and her joy over the new baby was replaced with fear and trepidation. It was wrong for the doctors to influence her perspective in this way. Unfortunately, my wife is not the only one who has suffered this. Again, I hope that this podcast can help reduce such moments from happening. Thankfully, life is not all about difficulties and hardships. There are many things to celebrate too. Penny is a sweetheart. When others are upset, she shows concern and offers comfort. When we're out in public, she tends to elicit many smiles from strangers due to her outgoing personality and sweet temperament. Penny is also clever and talented. Watching her problem solve her way out of trouble is both fun and exasperating. She doesn't want to be tickled in return when she tickles her mother, so she grabs my wife's hands and uses them to tickle her so that she won't get tickled back. Such is the reasoning of our not-so-little girl. And she's getting smarter all the time. So much mischief and mayhem, and yet a lot of fun too. I do so love my silly daughter. And while some developmental milestones have taken longer than the average person, such as walking and talking, those milestones elicit more celebration since the effort and time being put into those challenges was greater, and thus ends up making the accomplishment that much more exciting. Penny was 2 before she learned to walk, but when she made up her mind that she wanted to walk all on her own, it only took her 2 weeks to get to that point where she could walk across a grocery store all by herself. Such was her determination. And you should have seen how happy my wife was when Penny finally said mommy after a whole year of almost everything being referred to as daddy. Now, I hope that what I have shared today was enjoyable and beneficial to you. One piece of advice that I would like to leave you with today is remember that every person out there with a disability or a special need is just another person. They need to be loved and respected for who they are, just like anyone else. We all need to continually work at looking past what we see on the outside and love people for who they are on the inside. Well, if you've made it this far, I want to thank you for listening. I hope you were blessed by what I had to share, and I hope that you will continue to enjoy the future content of this podcast. I hope to be able to publish an episode every Monday as I endeavor to make this podcast successful. If you are in a family with a special needs member, please reach out to me. I'm on the lookout for more interviewees and would love to be given the opportunity to chat with you. You can contact me via the email in the description below. Anyways, thank you for listening and goodbye for now.